Company by Max Berry. Read by William Dufries. Copyright 2006 by Max Berry. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Doubleday, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Q3 2. August. Monday morning, and there's one less donut than there should be. Keen observers note the reduced mass straight away, but stay silent, because saying, "Hey, is that only 7 donuts?" would betray their donut experience. It's not great for your career to be known as the person who can spot the difference between 7 and 8 donuts at a glance. Everyone studiously avoids mentioning the missing donut until Roger turns up and sees the empty plate. Roger says, "Where's my donut?" Elizabeth dabs at her mouth with a piece of paper towel.
"I only took one."
Roger looks at her.
"What?"
"That's a defensive response. I asked where my donut was. You tell me how many you took. What does that say?"
"It says I took one donut,"
Elizabeth says, rattled. "But I didn't ask how many donuts you took. Naturally, I would assume you took one. But by taking the trouble to articulate that assumption, you imply, deliberately or otherwise, that it's debatable." Elizabeth puts her hands on her hips. Elizabeth has shoulder-length brown hair that looks as if it has been cut with a straight razor, and a mouth that could have done the cutting. Elizabeth is smart, ruthless, and emotionally damaged. That is...